Hello, and welcome to ASD Radio, the official podcast of the Alamosa School District. I am your host, Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo, and I am thrilled to be your guide to the people, the programs, and progress shaping our schools. Normally, I would have Dr. Jones with me. She is unable to join us today, but we're still going to get this done because we have a very special guest with us today. He's going to talk to us about some updates on 700 Main and other things happening across our campus. But before we get there, I'd love to talk about some things happening on our campuses. Month of January and February is parent-teacher conference months. So I want to remind folks that actually today when we're recording, January 26th and January 29th are the Alamosa Elementary Conferences. Ortega Middle School is having their conferences on February 16th and the 18th, as well as Alamosa Alternative School and Alamosa Online School, all on February 16th and the 18th. Lastly, Alamosa High School has their conferences on the 16th of February and the 26th. We encourage all of you to make time to go speak to your kids as teachers, to our principals, and to really engage in the process of education for your students. The other thing happening around our campuses is we submitted a revised budget. Every year, we propose a budget. We propose a budget that gets approved by June 30th. Then we go with that budget. And then several things happen. We start spending some money. We see how many kids enroll in our district. That's part of the funding formula. And then we get to see how much more or less our expenditures are and our revenues. And then by January 31st, we get a chance to submit a revised budget. What this does is it tells our community through our Board of Education that this is how we did first semester as per what we anticipated, what we planned for. And these are some of the small adjustments we will need to be fiscally responsible with our money for the rest of the school year. So that happened January 31st. All of this is public. If you are interested, you can watch the recorded board meetings or find our documents on our school website. But I want to move on because we have a very special guest and we're going to move to our section Celebrate. Adrian Ramirez is not new to our podcast. He's been on before in the English and Spanish, and I talked about how Adrian came to us from a different sector and has really been an asset to our cabinet and to our team. Adrian, how long have you been with us?
Going on my second year with the school district.
I was going to say, like, first year, and just time just flies. This is my fifth year, and it feels like a big blob.
It does. Time goes by really quick.
Yeah. Well, Adrian, for whoever hasn't listened to your first episode, I'm going to give you a chance to just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, of course, like everyone else in the Valley knows, I am a Valley native. Not born here, but raised pretty much my whole life. Graduated Alamosa High School back in 97. And just very community oriented. I do a lot for the community. And, you know, I try to be very in touch with our community. I'm a big, huge supporter of Alamosa School District.
What don't you do around the community? You are the voice of the Mean Moose, Friday Night Lights. You referee just about every sport. You volunteer. You do a lot.
Yeah, just like a teacher. I'm busy from September till the end of May, either reffing or announcing or chain gang for a football game. Yeah, just a very supportive. Yeah.
Yeah. If your kids were still in school, I'm sure you would be coaching.
Probably, yes, probably.
All right, Adrian, the reason why I invited you to be here is because we've been involved in this project of 700 Main Street, which has been really transforming the space from an office space to what is going to soon be the home of Alamosa Alternative Education or school, as well as online. So my first question is, 700 Main used to be a very different kind of space. And for those who haven't seen the interior lately, which is just about everyone, How would you describe the transformation from an office layout to a modern school environment?
Wow, it's a huge change. For those that have had the privilege of actually touring the old Fridays building, they know it's a huge undertaking of removing the old furniture, trying to plan how we're going to accommodate, you know, classrooms and student spaces, and it's a lot happening behind the walls, just because, you know, if you didn't have the privilege of being in the old Fridays building and then touring our future side of the Alamos Online Alternative Ed School building, it's coming through. It's finally coming together. It's piecing, the final pieces are coming in, but we're getting there. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about those final pieces. The admin office is second floor, so we've definitely seen a lot of activity over the past several months. What exactly are we, or where exactly are we in the construction timeline, and what are the major milestones your team just crossed?
Some of the big steps we had to cross was, of course, some of the abatement that was not seen through the previous construction, or just an oversight of when they were in the building at first. So that was something that was a huge obstacle for us. Currently, we're trying to accommodate ADA entrances for our building because it was grandfathered in. It didn't have ADA access. That kind of put us in a little bit of a time crunch, and that's the reason this project is going a little bit longer than when we need it. But we have to have that when we open our school.
All right, and we'll get there to the big day. But before we get there, Alamos Alternative Online School is currently in an inadequate space, which used to be our old administration office. My question to you is, from your perspective, when the students from the alternative and online schools walk in for the first time, what features do you think will stand out to them the most?
Some of the features that are going to stand out is the open common area for them. They're actually going to have a shower. They'll have a laundry room in there. Bigger classroom. So, you know, if you ever went into the old admin building, old alternative ed building, those classrooms weren't adequate. Kids were always in the hallways. They were just not enough area for these students to be comfortable in their classrooms. So just having that open air, the open bigger classrooms and open campus there, like the kitchen and the new bathrooms are putting in there, it's going to be eye-opening for them. They're going to be very excited when they see, know, this whole ordeal when it's finally done.
They're gonna have a little like mini cafeteria space
too. Yes, mini cafeteria, open space, and that's currently cool. It's just a small kitchen with, just like if you were at your house, just walking around the table. You know, it's just very compact. Not enough area to be comfortable in. But yes.
Well, that's exciting. Well, the next question everyone is asking is, do we have an actual firm moving day? When is it? And then how would you be orchestrating the transition from the old location to the new location?
So currently we don't have a set in stone move-in date. It's all going to be determined on our certificate of occupancy. So we could get it sooner, and it could be postponed. We don't know. As soon as we get that certificate, we're going to be, you know, lining up the troops. And I think my guys, with the crew we have and the capability of them, the way that I've seen them work, we can probably have that building moved in one day. The issue would be just making those teachers feel comfortable to get their classrooms ready and, you know, start welcoming those kids into the new building.
And I know that principal's been thinking about it. She's been having meetings with our teachers to ensure that that space is all ready to go when students show up for that very first day.
Yes.
Adrian, I know you work closely with, you know, the rest of the cabinet members, but especially close with our CIO, tech guy, you know, technology director, Scott. With the online school, you know, because it's two schools in one building, being a major part of this move, how have you and him prioritize technology and high-speed infrastructure and, you know, all of that stuff, that it's probably above my pay grade.
You know, I do have some knowledge of internet and data and that kind. That's a little bit of my background. We actually just had a meeting. You know, it's going to be a school, so for most, we have to make sure it's secure for our kids. It's the internet capacity capability for them is there. There's going to be a lot of cameras, you know, just to make sure our area is safe for the students. But yeah, there's a lot of technology going in there. You know, if you ever have any issues with people trying to come in, our lockdowns, and just like what you do with a normal school, we'd have to treat it the same way.
Yeah. And I'm glad you talked about safety and security, because that is of utmost importance. And I also know, like I was just talking about, you know, our cabinet and how we all work with each other. Main Street is a busy area.
It is super busy.
What measures have you and team members been taking to ensure the new campus is safe, secure, but also easily accessible for our students and staff?
So, you know, we've discussed this. We will be adding extra cameras for security. Another thing we'll be doing is we will have an on-site resource officer for us. Mm-hmm. We will be monitoring our parking lot just to make sure, you know, we will have staff have decals and admin people have decals that can park there. Unfortunately, it will be a monitored parking lot. So during our regular business hours, unfortunately, the only people that can park there will be our students and our staff.
Yeah. I have my decals ready to go. I just need to know when I need to put them on. Adrian, you have years and years of experience of overseeing many projects from, you know, your previous work. And as soon as you hit the ground running with us, you've been overseeing projects. What makes the 700 Main Street project unique or particularly meaningful for the Alamosa School District?
You know, unique and everything. It's just all the codes and all the state path of egress and all the codes you got to follow to make sure it's code compliant, because if not, we probably won't get this certificate of occupancy. That's going to be, like I said, that's going to be the big deal, is hopefully we can get that and we're okay with the state.
Yeah. For us, I mean, I don't know of many schools that are in downtown areas. So, you know, I'm sure there's a handful. You know, we're excited to have our students be more of a part of the downtown vibrancy. A lot of them hold jobs mm-hmm. in the restaurants down there. So just having a little bit more life, student life, I would say, because it's pretty busy. Mm-hmm. It's exciting for all of us. Next question I have for you is, you know, once the doors are open and we have this ribbon cutting, what do you hope this building represents to the downtown Alamosa community, but also our students?
You know, the students coming to this school is honestly, they're going to be the workforce for downtown. They're going to be the workforce for our small businesses. Hopefully these people downtown see these kids and want to employ them. And sure, it brings back our downtown, and the kids are just going to be excited to be down there. You know, it's going to be just making that part of Alamosa just a better part to be. And, you know, we're just going to be happy to be in there, and the kids are going to enjoy this new facility that we're providing for them.
Well, and in the next 4 years, we have a timeline. We will have our very own storefront.
Yes.
We're still talking about ideas of what it could be, but we will also be contributing to the downtown area and to the economy of Alamosa. Last question. You've walked this building hundreds of times, I'm sure, and you've imagined it, you've seen the plans, and now you are seeing it come to life. If you could point to one specific corner or room of the new building that are you most proud of, which one would it be?
You know, 700 Main is just a project in itself from day one when we purchased the building. You know, I can't say one room stands out the most. I can't say, I think the building stands out for me just because it's something that I took pretty much in month three of when I first came on with the district. And we ran with it, you know, when we had to move out 400 cubicles and thousands and thousands of monitors and chairs. And, you know, the guys were like, wow, man, this is just, it's a lot. It was a lot to take in just because it was full. Mm-hmm. And then once we got it all empty, and then they saw the vision of alternative ed going in there, and they opened their eyes and they were all excited of what's going to happen with the downtown building.
It's definitely been an undertaking from day one, and from even just looking for spaces that could serve as both an admin office and a school, and it's almost here.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exciting. I will say that I'm excited for the whole building, but I'm definitely excited to be able to offer a shower space as well as a washer and dryer, just because, you know, some students that we have need that support. And the alternative side is definitely, you know, the space where we can provide students with that support. Adrian, I want to thank you. You're always super informational. You're full of knowledge, and you keep us up to date on what we have going on. We've talked about the project at 700 Main for months now, and we will be inviting the community at an open house. Do we have a date yet?
We have a tentative date of the open house for parents on February 23rd. And we're also thinking about doing a community open house on February 25th.
All right.
Our certificate comes in and everything runs smooth, those are our tentative dates.
You heard it here, February 23rd, tentative, and the 25th, we will have, I'm sure, some cookies, punch, lemonade.
Yes.
And a bunch of, hopefully, people getting tours of our building. Well, Adrian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
As always, it is a great day to be a Mean Moose. Thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time, Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.